edition. I believe, Dominic.
We will get to the callers very, very shortly at 844-967-2789. But understand you had something that had you very stimulated, Dom.
Political is getting some details on a Trump World legal memo that a judge ruled was likely part of a criminal effort to overturn the election. This came out today, just a little bit from this piece. The January 6th Select Committee last week publicly released a long-hidden memo that a federal judge previously determined was evidence of likely felonies by Trump and Eastman. It's a December 13th, 2020 email from a little-known attorney who had been advising Donald Trump's legal team. His name? Kenneth Cheese Bro. Cheese Bro? I love the cheese, bro. He sent it to Rudy Giuliani, sketching out a plan for then Vice President Pence to halt the certification of Joe Biden's victory, dubbing it the president of the Senate's strategy. Quote unquote. The memo became public last week as a little-noticed exhibit in a legal battle between the January 6th committee and John Eastman, who conferred with Cheese Bro about the last-ditch strategy to delay or prevent certification of Biden's election. U.S. District Court Judge David Carter described the memo in his March ruling as perhaps, quote, the first time members of President Trump's team transformed a legal interpretation of the Electoral Count Act, the law that governs the transition of power, into a day-by-day plan of action. Carter wrote in his opinion that the memo, quote, likely furthered the crimes of obstruction of an official proceeding and conspiracy to defraud the United States. He ordered it released to the Select Committee under the crime fraud exemption to attorney-client privilege. Oops. There we go, the crime fraud exception to the attorney-client privilege. Apparently, you can't, you know, engage in crimes, be the consigliere, and discuss fraud, and then think you can hide behind your crime fraud exception. Excellent. Love to hear it.
I thought it was all just pillow talk.
I'm sure the pillow dude had something to say about it. The plan offered by Cheese Bro depended on the existence of competing slates of presidential electors in a handful of states where Biden won the popular vote. Like Wisconsin, Michigan, others. In fact, just a day after Cheese Bro sent his memo to Giuliani, pro-Trump activists gathered in several state capitals and signed documents falsely claiming to be true presidential electors from their states. Then the strategy required Pence to firmly take the position that he, and he alone, is charged with the constitutional responsibility not just to open the votes, but to count them, including making judgments about what to do if there are conflicting votes. So this is not, and to kind of go back to what we're talking about what's going on here in Wisconsin, certainly with and Michigan, with AG Nestle in Michigan, you know, seemingly pursuing criminal charges, and an AG call in Wisconsin, not. But this is not just individual actors of individual states. And for Nestle, I'll give her that. And perhaps Call is the same way. It's multi-jurisdictional. There's lots of states involved. There is a conspiracy involved here. Hell, the documents that they all signed were all very similar, as pointed out by many in the press and the media. So this is not just, you know, one individual or several individuals in one state deciding, well, we think this is bunk. We're going to, you know, give our own slate of electors. And if the Wisconsin Election Commission says, well, you know, we don't see anything wrong with that based on what we have power over, you know, maybe others are. Others have options to pursue that. And Call would be one of them. This is a grand multi-state conspiracy. I don't know why they don't have to go after like RICO charges on this.
Well, that would be the Department of Justice, right?
And we do know that the Department of Justice, based on the conversation we had, I think it was yesterday, have at least one grand jury looking into this very specific issue of false electors, perhaps.
I'm going to need several grand juries.
Well, there are several grand juries out there. It's hard to keep track. James Santel, former U.S. attorney, going to join us at 5:30. Maybe he can help, you know, enumerate them all for us.
Dom, I'm less clear what this new news tells us that we didn't already know. What's the takeaway for a dumb guy like me from the political piece? I'm sorry. I was trying to garner the new news regarding Cheeseboro. How is what he's proposing different than what was already in the public?
I guess it's more detail as to the individual, you know, likely further crimes specifically. And it is regarding the false electors. So I think that's new detail. And this is a ruling from the judge on that topic. So that we know that those words were spoken before.
That had ruled against Eastman prior on the attorney client privilege because he said crime fraud exemption because, you know, the president and Eastman probably committed a crime. Probably, Tom.
Probably.
They probably did. I'm not even using allegedly anymore. I don't think it's necessary. I'm going to use the language of the court. 844-967-2789 because the FCC won't let me use the language of the streets. Jack from Merrimack, keep her clean. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hello, Jack.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into Hunter Biden. He's not the president anyway. But, let's see. It starts out with demanding a recount, but more the Republicans won, but in only the areas that Biden won. Then it goes on to whining and moaning about so-called election fraud, going to the court. There is nothing happening because there is no evidence of widespread fraud. Then it goes into, let's shine on as quote-unquote alternate electors. There is no such thing as I've ever seen in our Constitution as an alternate elector. And then finally, lately, the Republicans are all saying, oh, we're going to go back and uncertify the election. Where does it stop unless people like Josh Call get involved and say, look, this is unlawful. You've done something here that is against the law. Fraud, the election fraud in particular, on signing that document, is against the law.
Jack, I hope Democrats are not triangulating. I mean, Josh Call is on the ballot this fall. Tony Evers is on the ballot this fall. And they got a lot of issues in the state of Wisconsin. And, you know, I know it's the AG race, but it's still a political office. When you got gas prices down the road here, it's almost $5 a gallon. When you got inflation, when you got all these sort of kitchen table issues, perhaps they don't think it's a political winner to go prosecute the soon-to-be chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission. However, I got your back if you want to go that way, Josh. I'm just saying.
Yeah, they've got to do something. Somebody's got to do something. It's obviously not been getting better. It's been getting worse.
Jack, progressively, so is your phone line, my friend. But appreciate the call. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Jack. It's never going to end. You're absolutely right. Until there is some sort of prosecution of specific crimes, and we see it. I mean, even without crimes being alleged, the losers have now taken the tact that if they lose, it must be fraud, it must be fake, it must be rigged against them. And if they win, well, they won because they have better candidates and better ideas. That's the MO right now. So if you're looking for them to back off of that, they're never, ever going to do it. Donald Trump is never, ever going to accept the fact that Sussman wasn't convicted. He's going to continue on. Because why? Because he knows he was ass deep in dealing with the Russians. This is not a fake created by the Hillary Clinton campaign issue. This was something that he was involved with and got caught. His campaign manager was given polling data to Russian spies. We can relitigate all of that out there, and perhaps we'll bring some of it up with Jim. But those things all happen. Those are part of the historical record. And when he continues to lose in court, and when Durham's investigation continues to falter, well, he gets more scared and more angry and lashes out even more. There's never going to be a reconciliation for a guy like Donald Trump. He will always, always, always lie about it and try to put himself in the best possible light as he sees fit.
Well, here's the interesting part. I want to look towards Georgia for just a minute longer. Let's not forget, Trump endorsed David Perdue. And David Perdue is the former senator, lost that seat in a special. The last time Trump waded into Georgia elected politics. You remember, I need the 11,780 votes.
Yeah.
They made that phone call on January 3rd. They had a special election on January 5th. And then Trump and his buddies, or at least mostly Trump's buddies, you know, were capital insurrectionists on January 6th. The timelines were pretty compact there. Well, Dominic, 1 week ago, Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp crushed former Senator David Perdue by 52 points in a high-profile primary fight. On Tuesday, meaning yesterday, former President Donald Trump, who endorsed Perdue, suggested that something was fishy about that race.
Exactly.
Something stinks in Georgia, Trump sent in a press release via his Save America PAC. The press release referred to a Substack post by Emerald Robinson, a former White House correspondent for Newsmax, who now works for Lindell TV, which was founded by MyPillow CEO and election conspiracist Mike Lindell. Did you catch all that incestuous relationships there?
Yeah, certainly. And Lindell was out there immediately saying the same thing. It's actually taken Trump a week to catch up or get the memo from Lindell.
Well, anyways, Robinson, the Lindell TV reporter formerly with Newsmax, says Robinson's argument is a little all over the place, but essentially boils down to this. Trump's endorsement record is very strong, so there must be something wrong in Georgia where a number of his preferred candidates, including Perdue, lost. She writes, President Trump's endorsement is the single most powerful force in the universe of American politics. There's never been anything quite like it. Trump-endorsed candidates overwhelmingly prevailed in the latest GOP primaries by a margin of 24-4. In fact, President Trump is running the table on the GOP establishment in the 2022 races. His record stands at 92-7 at the moment. That's what makes the primary results in Georgia last night so curious and so suspect. Georgia is the only state where President Trump's endorsements did not count. Robinson also notes Trump-endorsed candidates fared better in the poll released a month before the Georgia election compared to the final results. That's it. That's the extent of the argument. So because Trump's record of endorsements in 2022 is generally strong, the fact that he endorsed a bunch of candidates in Georgia who lost must mean there were shenanigans happening.
Of course. It's right on right crime.
Something stinks in Georgia. The numbers are funny because many of these races were rigged. Rigged. Where does that come from? I don't know if you noticed, Dom, but Kemp received 886,000 votes. Perdue, on the other hand, got 262,000. That's a difference of about 625,000 votes. By percentage, Kemp got just under 74%. Perdue got just under 22%. According to Robinson, those numbers are funny and rigged, which is a pretty big claim to make without any evidence other than a month-old poll and suggestions that Trump's endorsements mattered in other states and therefore had to matter more in Georgia.
Hey, man, that's all you need for political prosecution, man. What do we think will happen when these folks get in power? Well, I feel like you did something wrong, so to the gulag with you. You know I'm not even kidding.
Oh, they already got a cell with your name on it.
It can never hold me, man.
It's right next door to mine. Mine's a little bigger, though. A little nicer cell. Fancy Brian, no, they got you in a little cave, man.
I'm taking the top bunk, just so you guys know.
I'm taking your mattress. Come back. More Devil's Advocates, more of your phone calls could be next. 844-967-2789. Always a better show when you participate. Oh, excluding you, CJ.
For you, pal. They're gonna nail us no matter what we do.
I know you gotta be frustrated. I can taste it.
They taste like burning.
It's over. Nothing matters anymore.